flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But he's trying to tear things down. I'm talking about Donald Trump and his administration, Tom Homan, people at the Department of Homeland Security. They're the ones that are threatening people, again, who are law-abiding, who are often the anchors of their communities, who are paying taxes in this country. They're the ones who are threatening people. We're just standing up for people who live in our state and in our city.
Oh, my gosh, this guy. There's not a more despicable person in politics for me than the governor of the state of Illinois, who is like, if you just told AI, write the opposite of what Donald Trump is doing, and it's like a sophomore level AI grade. It makes some sense if you only pay half of the attention, but it's just in opposition of Trump. Enter J.B. Pritzker, the dumbest Democrat AI program that we have. It drives me nuts. I can't handle it. It makes me, I don't like Democrat policies. I don't like J.B. Pritzker and his policies. But that's besides the point, and that's no way to welcome our next guest onto the show. I'm sorry. It makes me so mad. Senator Terry Bryan, Illinois State Senator Terry Bryan there. I'm sure she feels very differently in a much more respectful and dignified way. Senator, thank you for being here with us today. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much. And I only have to be more dignified than you because of the title that I have. But I feel your pain. I live your pain every day. And of course, you know, I love Illinois, but I don't love our present government or our present governor.
Yes, I completely feel the same way. We talk about Illinois, all three of us in the studio here, residents of Illinois, and people tell us all the time, move to Missouri. And I'm always like, kind of just side-eyeing Missouri. It's like that meme. You're looking past the
I used to live in Florida and I lived in Oklahoma, both dark red states, but this is home. This is where I was born. This is home. I want to save this state. I don't want to leave again.
Amen to that. And that's why we have you on the show. We're speaking with the Illinois State Senator Terry Bryan of the 58th District. So you and I had a little bit of a conversation, and I thought this needs to get on the air. We need to talk about this. Of course, we're seeing the President Trump's order to deport people who are criminals, who are hardened criminals, who somehow or another just managed to find their way into the United States. And if they're really lucky, the state of Illinois. Tell me about how Donald Trump's order is fitting in with J.B. Pritzker's lording over this state.
So we have something in Illinois called the Trust Act. And the Trust Act, it passed straight down party lines, says that law enforcement cannot cooperate with ICE. And it goes even farther than that. So if you're an employee, which you know I'm retired from the Department of Corrections, if you're an employee of the Department of Corrections, you can't even tell an ICE agent if someone is incarcerated. So Governor Pritzker and, for that matter, Senator Durbin are speaking out of both sides of their mouths because they're saying that they will cooperate to get the criminals out of Illinois. But at the same time, they sent out a 2-page memorandum yesterday telling the staff at the Department of Corrections that they have to abide by the Trust Act. And they're not allowed to tell anybody. They're not allowed to tell ICE that someone is incarcerated who is an undocumented illegal alien. Those are felons. So the very people that Governor Pritzker says that he will cooperate with, low-hanging fruit. I'm trying to get a hold of Tom Homan today and say, come, take this low-hanging fruit. They're felons. They're already locked up. Nobody has to get hurt going to pick them up. But they don't know who they are.
So, the politics, not the policy, but the politics behind this on the Democrat side is family separations, crying children left without their parents who are being ripped away from them and separated, and they just came here. And what we keep hearing from the Democrats is they work the fields and they clean your houses. It's the most racist thing I've ever heard. And the Democrats continue to parrot this narrative that these people who are immigrating to our country only do these low-level service jobs. That's the politics behind it. But the actual policy that's in play right now, as I understand it, from Donald Trump is, if you are a criminal, and the good place to find criminals is in prison, what Illinois is saying that even those people are insulated from Donald Trump's order.
So before the Trust Act, the Department of Corrections would, you know, you would get a detainer, an ICE detainer, and that would go into the inmate's master file. And then when they got ready to parole or go out on electronic detention, whatever, then you would see that in their file, or it would be on what's called now O360. So electronically, hey, we got to notify ICE that this person is here. You call ICE, this guy's getting ready to parole. You want to come get him? That's up to them. Under the Trust Act, they have to have a federal warrant or a subpoena even to talk to the person. But they're not, they can't get a federal warrant if they don't know the person is there. And no one's allowed to communicate with them. So I have invited my constituents in the 58th district. I represent the most prisons of anyone in the state. And then on top of that, I consider anyone who works at the Department of Corrections one of my constituents. So I just told them, you're prohibited from talking to ICE. You're not prohibited from talking to your senator. So call me and I will make sure that ICE knows that that person is there. Now, ACLU called the Tribune yesterday. They are peeved that I've done this. They said I'm trying to skirt the law.
Oh, well, then you're on the right track there, Terry Bryant.
Listen, if there's a loophole, I thought the Democrats love loopholes.
Oh, yes.
So I'm not doing anything illegal. I don't believe I'm even doing anything unethical. I believe as a citizen of the United States, I have a responsibility to do what the governor is saying he supports, to do what the president is trying to do, and that's get rid of felons. So these are convicted felons serving time, and ICE could go right in, take custody of them and get them out of here. And then we're not using our tax dollars to pay for them to be incarcerated in the United States.
Senator Terry Bryant, it's not illegal. It's not unethical. It is patriotic. And that's why I wanted to make sure we got you on the Annie Frye Show quickly so that we could get the message out to people who are in the state of Illinois. I want to give you the opportunity. It's because you have experience of working in the Department of Corrections. You understand law enforcement and what we're talking about specifically here. Again, J.B. Pritzker and the state of Illinois is telling our people to not cooperate with ICE because of the Trust Act, as you said.
He's going to hide behind that and say, well, that's the law. But I filed a repeal to the Trust Act last year. I'm refiling it in this year's session. Mm-hmm. And then Senator Anderson, Neil Anderson, is going to also file a bill that I believe basically says it mandates law enforcement to cooperate with ICE. So if Governor Pritzker says his hands are tied because of the Trust Act, then get on board with repealing the Trust Act. If that's a bridge too far, then get on board with Neil Anderson's bill. And we can get all of this taken care of very quickly and get all these felons out of Illinois.
Illinois State Senator, 58th District, Terry Bryant with us right now. Talk to me about what it's like to be somebody who's working in this Department of Corrections. Like if you're working in a prison, if you're aware of what is going on here and you know the type of people who are behind bars that the taxpayer, the Illinois taxpayer, continues to fund their existence there, probably a pretty decent life considering the what they've done to find themselves behind bars. What are these people, these men and women who are in law enforcement, what kind of conflict do they have on their mind right now?
Well, it doesn't matter which law enforcement they're in, but I'll speak directly to Department of Corrections. There's not enough money to do everything that needs to be done. So their frustration is that we're going to continue to spend money on having these illegal immigrants locked up in corrections. The Trust Act actually goes on to say that they cannot be discriminated against because of their citizenship. So they're going to get all of the extra programming, whether it's school or whether it's a psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever, any of that programming that goes on, they're going to get. That's money that could be spent on our citizens.
Yeah.
They're also about every agency has been told to look at cuts. So they're not going to be fixing roofs. They're not going to be paying for additional food. All of those things that whether it's for staff or whether it's for our citizens who are locked up. Now, those are felons, too, but they're locked up. They're locked up. And we have a responsibility to care for them. We don't have a responsibility for the illegal aliens that are in there. They should go back to their own country. That's what our law says. They have engaged in a felony, so they should be deported under our own laws. Follow the laws. So anybody in law enforcement frustrated right now because they're being forced to follow a law that really violates other laws.
Senator Terry Bryant with us right now from the Illinois State Senate. I don't know if you have the direct numbers right now, but how much money is spent, if you can estimate, how much Illinois taxpayer money is spent to preserve this sanctuary state status in the state of Illinois?
Well, so I can tell you that in this fiscal year, there was an additional nearly $1 billion just put into this year's budget. At the same time that there were some increases in taxes and some fees, and so that to the tune of about $1 billion. So the correlation is crazy. Then on top of that, we've identified about $2 billion more besides that that is being spent. And that's what we can look at in the budget. And then that doesn't count what's being hidden within agency budgets. So we know that we're over or close to $3 billion over this year and the next couple of years. And that's, you know, we have a $3.2 billion budget deficit going into the rest of this year. Again, correlations with numbers, it's easy to see. You want to know where that $3 billion is going to come from? How about we stop funding illegal immigrants?
Yeah, amen to that. I'm thinking right now, I'm married to a public school teacher, and I think that the whole pension system in the state of Illinois is outrageous to begin with. But are those teachers' pensions, are they funded? Is the safety and security of Illinois citizens across the board throughout, 102 counties, are they all fully funded? Do we have enough police officers on the ground to keep people safe? Are there other places that we could spend this $3 billion that we don't have that would make the citizens of Illinois safer?
Talk about schools. So we know right now that schools are telling us, because they are mandated to educate the children who are here, whose parents are illegal immigrants, whether they were brought here as children or not, we have to educate them. So now, in addition to the fact that our school funding formula is still grossly lacking, they're telling us that they need an extra $250 million because of the illegal immigrant population. So in addition to the $350 million of new money we have to put in every year, so we have the funding formula funded on time, let's say, but next year we've got to put another $350 million in, and then they're saying that we need an additional $250 on top of that. So $500, $600 million just in funding for schools on top of what we're already funding.
You know, Senator Bryant, when I have talked to people who are in the education system in the Metro East area and some people who are on the Missouri side as well, specifically with Illinois, though, my understanding is if a child comes into the area and they come to the school and they don't provide an address because they say they're homeless, the school has to educate them. Do you know that to be true?
I don't know that about the address, but I know I've had some real frustration with DCFS because we have reported to them that a family is living in a tent at Lake Murfreesboro, let's say. And as long as that child has access to a shower there, and as long as they have some kind of food and a roof over their head, DCFS doesn't take those children, and they're going to school. So the school is usually who calls us and says, hey, we want you to know that these kids are living in a tent down at Lake Murfreesboro. I'm not advocating for children to be taken away from their families, but I do think that the money that you referenced being spent for illegal immigrants can be spent. The folks that I'm talking about, those are citizens of the U.S.
Right.
Who need to have their needs met. And so I'm an evangelical Christian. I don't want people to be hungry. I don't want them to be out in the cold. But I what I want to do is feed them, give them some food, and then provide them with a ticket to go back to their country of origin so they can come in through the front door instead of breaking down the back door like they've done. It's like coming to my house. If you come to my house and ask for help, I'm going to invite you in. I'm going to give you a place to sleep. I'm going to give you food. If you come through my back door and you broke my back door down, somebody, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
I got you. You know, I'm thinking about the education system specifically with these children, which is where this is going to eventually go. What you're trying to do right now, which is alert people that they can contact you if they're aware of people who are incarcerated, who are not citizens, who have come here illegally, that they can contact you and you will help them get to the bottom of it. I do want to make sure, though, since you are an elected official, that we do pay attention to what's going on in our school systems, because these kids can enroll in school if they provide their address as homeless. The school districts can't turn them away. And then what ends up happening is these kids don't speak English. So they sit in the classroom and they don't learn anything, but they're there. And generally what they're being provided usually is breakfast and a lunch and a shelter for the day. That is not the way for people to care for these children. And I'm advocating for the care of them, the actual real care, not the political care that says just shove them over there and let them be and push them through the system. It's broken top to bottom everywhere. Donald Trump is certainly looking to fix it, but the state of Illinois is lagging behind greatly. And I appreciate your willingness to do what you're doing, to do the right thing for the people of Illinois. And I believe the people, even the non-resident or the residents here who are non-citizens, who don't need to live in a community where you can break the law and not have to get deported back to the place you came from.
That's right. And, you know, we're a country of immigrants. My grandfather's grandfather came here from Germany. My best friend is Nicaraguan. She came here in the 1980s when the Sandinistas took over Nicaragua, came through the front door, had to wait 7 years in Mexico, where if you are not a Mexican citizen, you actually cannot be paid a salary like to go to work. You have to be paid under the table. So while we have people who are coming through the southern border, we also have people coming through the northern border. And we're finding out that those are the folks often who are on the terrorist watch list. They're coming through the northern border. So this isn't a matter of, do we want immigrants? We want immigrants. We're a country of immigrants. Come through the front door. Amen. Don't break down the back door.
So one last time before we let you go, just tell us again what you're willing to do to help make sure that we can abide by the law, follow the order from Donald Trump, and get the people who are incarcerated that we're paying to be in these prisons in our state sent back to where they came from.
So if you work for a Department of Corrections, or if you're a family member and you are aware of someone who is not a citizen, you can call my office at 618-684-1100. I don't want to know your name. We want to keep whoever calls completely anonymous. Call. I need the inmate's name, their institutional number, and what facility they're in. We are trying to make contact with the ICE right now. We had a number for them. Right now it just rings and rings and rings and busy. So I just contacted Congressman Boss's office. We're looking for another number so we can call. We'll either give you the 800 number to call ICE yourself if you want to do that, but you're really not allowed to do that under the Trust Act. The Trust Act does not say that you can't call me.
Amen.
So call me. If I'm not your legislator and you want to call your own legislator, do that. And we will make sure that those individuals are turned over to the Department of Homeland Security. And we will make sure that we keep challenging Governor Pritzker. Stop talking out of both sides of your mouth. He has the ability to make the federal government aware of every non-citizen that we have. He's not law enforcement. He can tell them who they are. And not violate the Trust Act, to my understanding. If you're saying that's what you want to do, then do it.
Amen. Senator Terry Bryant, thank you for the time today. Follow up with us. Let me know. Send me a text or something. Let me know how it's going and how we can continue to help. We're going to put this out on our social media, and I'm going to send it to some people privately who might be able to help shake the Tom Holman tree for you. See if we can get this
going. Very good. Happy to hear that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you're doing. Illinois State Senator Terry Bryant, 58th District Senator there. Good to have her on.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Doesn't that piss you off?
It's so slimy. Even if you, let's say you were, for some reason, I'm not sure why you would be, but your goal was, I want to hide illegal immigrants in my state. That's your goal. Don't know why, but that's your goal. The worst
Politics.
Way you could do it would be to step in front of all the cameras of the world and go, we're going to be hiding lots of people in our state. That means that he doesn't actually believe in any of this. He's just doing it politically for himself.
I was glad she reached out to me to talk to me about doing this. Because
she's great.
Yeah, she's fiery and she's great. I've done events with her and I appreciate her. And I, you know, like any politician out there, I would say I probably agree with her 98% of the time. That's way more than most. And it's good to have her on here to talk about that. Let's take a quick break when we come back. Be or Not the Bee with Ryan Wiggins at 105. We're going to come back and play a little bit of J.D. Vance's speech from the March for Life. I'm very much so looking forward to hearing some of what he had to say. And at 125, we're going to do our next question. Ask us anything. If you get on the Andy Fry YouTube channel right now in the comment section, once you subscribe, you can comment. And you got to wait 5 minutes just to make sure you're not like the worst of the trolls. If you want to come troll us and you're willing to wait 5 minutes after you subscribe, troll away. We don't care. But go leave us a question that you'd like us to answer in the middle of the 1 o'clock hour and vote. What has been your favorite Trump action so far? Is it the pardons, the border security, the transparency and disclosures, or ending DEI? Your vote on the Andy Fry YouTube channel and Be or Not the Bee with Ryan Wiggins next.